So the girl at the end of the night gave me a big hug after we got through talking and stuff, and you know, I said, hey, you're the best. And then it was another little side. She left her purse. She went on the dance floor, and I'm sitting right next to her. She left her purse right there. And her drink was right there. Total stranger. Mm-hmm. And people that know me wouldn't leave their purse around. You know what I mean? Sometimes you felt guilty because people was doing stuff for you that you knew you wouldn't do for them. Yeah. They were like loaning you their car, and you take it and you're thankful, but you know you wouldn't loan them your car. So you feel all guilty. Because that's what happens. That's how you know what your capacity is to give, is through meeting people who seem to give more than you. It's a good setup, but you just don't know it. Mm-hmm. If you think you're not loved, if you think you're not lovable, the only way you can learn you are is to receive so much love that you can see what you're not given. It's not that you meet somebody who's giving you less. You can continue to meet people who appear to give you more. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you'll know what your limits are, is by having more than you think you're capable of. Mm-hmm. Not less. See, as long as you're around somebody and they're not on your level of consciousness, it always gives you the illusion that you got your act together, because it always seems like you're the bigger one in the situation and circumstance. So that person is learning a lot about their limits, because they can't match your level of giving. So they see where they need to grow and they get blessed, but you don't. If anything, you may get complacent thinking you really got your act together. But if you turn around and you meet somebody and they're giving more than you ever give and ever thought about giving, trusting you more than you ever imagined anybody can trust, and you've been kind and been more forgiving than you've ever seen before, it immediately makes you aware of your level of consciousness and where you are and where you need to start and where you need to grow. So it's a beautiful thing. Whew. So you will doubt until you have one real witness, and then you won't doubt anymore. So what's going to happen? You're going to get a real witness that's going to show up, that's so loving that you're not going to doubt love for you anymore. How do you get the witness to show up? Well, you get the witness to show up by the next time, you're probably going to get an opportunity to do this, but the next opportunity you have to get upset. Uh-huh. Do you have any?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then that's going to be your opportunity to draw a witness. All you have to do is, when you want to go off on them, don't. That's it.
If I did, can I take it back?
If you do, forgive yourself, acknowledge yourself for trying it, and then hope that you have another instance that'll come up where you may be a little upset. We know they're rare here. But this kind of sounds like a place where you get endless opportunities to allow witnesses to love and abundance to show up. But we just didn't know how to recognize the opportunity for the witness. It's the people you're already upset with or less than peaceful with that are already in your life, giving you an opportunity not to attack them, so that a witness to what you want can show up and you'll doubt no more. So then it becomes an issue of, is your imagined need to attack greater than your desire to have everything you want?
Are they your witness?
Hmm?
They're
going to be your witness, because you didn't do the attack that would have created more attack back and forth with them. You see what I'm saying? I don't care how upset you are with me. If I attack you, you're going to get more upset. So if I, for my own peace, go, you know, this person that's in front of me that I'm very upset with, and I don't know whether they created, or I created, or who created, or what kind you created, but I know they're here, and I want to deck them. That's all I know. But they just told me in this book that if I can let go of my desire to physically attack them and don't do it, then the peace that I still see coming from them, from me not attacking them, will be a witness to my willingness to have love come in my life. And then a love experience will show up to show me that what I did was true. But most people don't get past the desire to attack, so you never get to the stage where the witness shows up. Or they do it one time, expect everything to change overnight, and think it don't work. They half-heartedly attempt it one time, They go, see, I see what it was talking to you. I went to deck him and I didn't hit him, and the car ran over me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it didn't turn out like he said it was going to. And the court says, that's just your ego introducing contradiction to what you're trying to do to teach you that it doesn't work. Don't fall for that trick. That's why when you first decide to make a change, you need to be most tolerant of completely failing in whatever it is you're trying to do. Because your old self is trying to convince you that your new change will not happen. So the last thing you should judge your progress by is your first attempts. They're all your trick attempts. They're your defense attempts. They're the attempts that you're going to fail at because you're afraid to change, to convince yourself there's no need to try to change. So, well, I tried to be more kind to my mother and she spit in my face. Well, see, I knew what Earl said. It wasn't true. No. That's the contradiction I introduced to try to prove myself. I can't really love my mother and have a good relationship with my mother anyway. That's what I really believe. So this was just me trying to hang on to that old belief.
So we have a choice between getting even or getting everything?
Yes. Well, the choice is, do I want to get even?
Or do I want everything?
Or do I want to have everything that my heart desires
what
to
live? What a choice.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that we even think that's a choice? That we even think that attack is so much more important to us that we would still rather keep our grievance than have everything we've ever wanted in our heart. That's amazing to me. That's amazing to me. But people do it all the time. I'd still rather take that grievance to my grave. You will.
Yeah.
I promise you, you will take your grievance to your grave. As a matter of fact, your grievance will put you in your grave. But suppose I know they did it. Stop it. All right? Stop it. Stop it. So your witnesses can start showing up right now. And then the girl came back to me and she sat down and she asked me, she said, which is funny, in a way, but it was cool. She looked at me and she said, you didn't put anything in my drink, did you? I said, actually, no. You know, you're a great judge of character. Well, I didn't. It would never occur to me. I don't want nobody that don't want me. Why would I want to try to convince somebody to get in a state to love on me? That's ridiculous. Seduction is only cool when both of you already know you're going to be successful. You know what I'm saying? Do the seduction thing when y'all already know you want each other completely anyway. But don't do the seduction to actually get. Because you never have to seduce somebody that wants you. So you're in a relationship and you're trying really hard. That's probably not the right one. The right one, you're not working. You know what I'm saying? The right one, you're enjoying. And they're just as eager as you. You went out, you didn't call back, she didn't call back, thank God. Thank you for never calling me again after that one night stand. Thank you so much. Thank you, I had a great time with you the other night, went to dinner movie, and you didn't call me back. Thank you so much. Now what did I just do? I had a temptation to attack the brother, but I didn't attack the person. So what I did was created the opportunity for a witness to how I'm loved to come into my life. Because I won't be preoccupied with somebody who doesn't. So I have some free space and time. You all received as much as you could receive from each other on that date. There wasn't anything else you could have received from each other than you received on that date. That date was whole, that date was complete in itself, and each date is. Whew. So you ready to let some witnesses come? Mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is one of the ways we do it. Could we acknowledge ourselves really good right now? Us. Look at your face.